On a sunny Sunday afternoon at the St. Croix County Fairgrounds in Glenwood City, about 150 people gathered for the third annual Open Carry Picnic, many of them wearing holstered pistols. This year's picnic celebrated the passage of the Personal Protection Act in Wisconsin. The act will allow citizens to carry concealed firearms with proper training and a permit. Annette Olson helped organize the event and says she's glad concealed carry was passed, but with some misgivings. She says the legislature should have passed constitutional carry, which would allow anyone to carry a concealed gun without a permit.
Our Constitution of the United States, as well as our state constitution, tells us that we are able to protect ourselves and carry a firearm in doing so. So it is a disappointment, but this is a huge leap for us.
Fred Yolga of Marathon was also disappointed that constitutional carry did not pass, but says the concealed carry law can be tweaked in the future.
Well, it should have been done sooner, but the fact that it is here now and we have it, it's something that we should work with and fine-tune it. It's going to take a little bit, but it's a good start.
Yolga is also concerned about what he calls attacks on the new concealed carry law. He says cities, towns, and villages are already banning guns in government-owned public buildings.
There's no reason for that to happen. They're supposed to be supporting our Constitution, not infringing on it, on our rights.
Wisconsin's concealed carry law will take effect November 1st after the Department of Justice finalizes criteria to be used in training and permit classes. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.